This is Senator Al Simpson. With the Supreme Court upholding the right of all Americans to have a living will, each of us should take the time to do one. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a living will lets a person spell out in advance whether or not they want life support systems to keep them alive should they ever lapse into a coma and not be able to speak for themselves. A living will also protects the rights of those who do want to continue living under any circumstances, as well as those who would choose death over living in a vegetable-like condition. The Supreme Court upheld this right to have artificial life support stopped if there is clear and convincing evidence that such an action was in accord with the patient's earnest desire. To show the importance for persons to make their wishes known in advance, Congress now requires all hospitals to inform patients about their clear rights to have a living will. Ted, will you help me encourage folks to take a few precious minutes and set down what they personally would want for themselves at such a critical time of life?
Good suggestion, Al. Living wills don't even have to be in writing, although it's the safest way to guarantee your wishes are known and carried out. Fortunately, cases like Nancy Cruzan's are rare, but when they occur, a living will can make all the difference in preventing the long and painful ordeal she and her family went through. As the Supreme Court ruled, terminal patients have the right to reject treatment and insist that heroic measures are not used by doctors to keep them alive. But on the central issue at the heart of the Cruzan case, Al, the Supreme Court held that states can require clear and convincing evidence that patients want their treatment ended. That's where living wills come in. Most states take a compassionate approach. They let parents or spouses or loved ones make the decision in cases where the patient cannot. That's what I'd want, Al, but a living will can remove any doubt. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on machine guns. They ought to be banned, lock, stock, and barrel. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.